You know that World Kindness Day is observed on November 13th all over the world, but I think we need more kindness every single day. Kindness, not random, but it's a full-time commitment. We all need to know that this is our job. We know people, we know kind people, we know people that have built kindness into their everyday lives, like the examples that we've heard today. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is this kindness movement. We know it's sweeping the country. I saw a story on CBS Sunday Morning. They did a, there's a documentary about the power of kindness called The Antidote. It's on Amazon Prime. It features a teacher, an organizer, a doctor. My next guest is jumping on the bandwagon with a book of ideas designed to inspire families to initiate acts of kindness together. And the book is called Kindness on Purpose. And the artist, blogger, author is Laura Kelly. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What a year we are.
I know.
We are already experiencing.
Well, and this is perfect timing for your book, Laura. We're spreading kindness, and you are jumping on that bandwagon. Why are you so passionate about spreading creativity and kindness? Why did you decide to jump on board?
So I've thought about this question because you told me this was going to come up, and I never really jumped on board. It's just always been who I am. I try to think back to when did I start, like, spreading kindness through making little things and giving them to people or baking cookies and sharing them. And it goes back to, like, as early as I can remember when I made mud pies and thought they were, like, so spectacular that I put them on porches of my neighbors and, like, would do ding-dong ditch because I wanted to give them something. And the little lady that lived next door said to me one day, they'd be so much better if you put flowers in them. And so I started putting flowers in my mud pies. And it just felt so good to do something nice.
Yeah.
That I've just always been a part of the kindness movement since I can remember.
I love that. And so when we talk about the kindness movement, obviously it means a lot to you, right? Because you're giving mud pies to your neighbor.
Means,
you love thy neighbor.
It means, Jane, it means everything to me. It means every fiber of my being, kindness means everything. Because everything, kindness covers all the basics. It covers love and understanding and giving and caring. And all those things are wrapped up into the free and easy thing to do, which is just to choose to be kind.
Yeah, and I love that now you've put your actions into a book or into even a series of books that people can buy, which goes along with my next question. Can kindness be taught?
Yes, absolutely. So I was taught kindness by my parents, by my mom, who was a teacher and super active in our community. And I also, get this, I went to church, and one of our guests that came quite often, because I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, was Fred Rogers. So Mr. Rogers taught me about kindness in my elementary Sunday school classes.
I mean, he's like the father of kindness. Like, if you were to be taught by somebody, it's Mr. Rogers.
Exactly. I mean, and he was just so calm and so loving, and he was my idol. And these books came about really because of the pandemic. It's because I finally had time to finish something. Like, I share these ideas on my blog and on my social media platforms, and people love them because I always do free printables to make it super easy peasy for others to just jump on and copy the ideas, which is awesome. But putting it together into a book came about because my friends at Paper Salt, that's my publisher, I kind of talked to Jim McCall about it, and he said, let's do it. Let's do it now. Like, the world needs it right now. And they kind of stopped everything they were doing and made my book a priority and got it out super fast. And it was such a hit that they said, can we do one for the holidays? Within like a month, I wrote another entire book for the holidays.
And I love this. I have your book in my hand. Your book, you know, it's a really simple read, and it's promoting kindness through giving and celebrating and making, and these concepts, not just for kids, but for adults too. Anybody can do it. But in the book, it's like simple tasks, right? Make lemonade. So you say lemons are fabulous. You explain it, lemons and lemon juice and times, you know, turning sour times into joy, and then lemonade stand rules. Every time you pass a lemonade stand, you have to buy a lemonade or shower.
You have to stop. Like, yeah. You have to stop. No, like, you have to stop. And I have a daughter now who's old enough to drive, and I'll tell you, every time that she passes a lemonade stand, she stops and she buys lemonade and she texts me. I just stopped at a lemonade stand. I followed the rule. Like, she knows.
And, you know, it's interesting about that. I was reading your book. My husband, Kurt's the same way. And I said, why do you always stop by the lemonade stands? And now this has been going on his whole life. He said, because every time I walk by one, I remember how I felt when I was a kid. Somebody stopped to buy my lemonade. So that's just one of the things in your book. Give us some more examples of ways people can spread kindness.
Well, there are so many ways. So simple things like holding the door for somebody, that's kind. Smiling at people, that's kind. And even through your mask right now, like I smiled at someone the other day in the grocery store, and she said to me, I can tell that you're smiling by your eyes.
Yes.
And that is free and it's easy. You can help people carry things out of stores if they look like they're struggling. You can bring things to your coworkers, little notes, donuts. You can write letters. Like, I am such an advocate for the written word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can buy my book and you can get all the ideas right in the book.
No, I love it. What's a flamingo? This is one of your ideas, is have a flamingo.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a get-together with your friends where you can spend time getting to know each other better, doing projects together. It's like mingling with people that you're with.
And I love this because we're getting so many great calls and texts about, I bought this person coffee, I paid for the groceries, I put a sign out front of the door. You know, some of the ideas in your book are things that are new and exciting and people haven't heard of it. Be the Fry Guy. We love French fries, right?
I love Be the Fry Guy. That's one of my favorite pages because, like, the saying on that page is be golden. And it's about, like, being golden is, like, radiating light and brightness and goodness. And who doesn't love French fries? So, like, be the Fry Guy. Have a French fry party. Like, you can do French fry testing. Get them from 6 different restaurants and see which ones are the best. Make toppings. It's just a way to be together and to spend time together. Like, you can tie a gift card to McDonald's to some ketchup and give it to your teacher. Like, who would love that?
And I love this too, because we can always drop these things off, do a ding dong ditch and let someone get us if we can't go inside with someone's house. Do you think that kindness and being nice are the same thing?
No.
I knew you were going to say that.
No. I do not think kindness and being nice are the same thing. I don't. I mean, kindness is like, to me, doing something for somebody else and not expecting anything back. It's a way of being. It's a choice. And it's, when I think of nice, I think of like, oh, you need to be nice. Well, no, you don't need to be nice, but you do need to be kind.
That's right. And that's a great lesson that we can learn today. If someone, your book is a lot of kind of creative activities. If someone's not creative and they don't have your book yet, what can they do to give back and help with the kindness on purpose today?
So today, something you can do if you're listening to this, you can write a letter and you can mail it to somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be somebody that you used to work with. There is so much value in opening up your mailbox and getting an unexpected note from somebody, just a reminder that you care. Because we don't know where people are in their minds and their hearts and their souls these days. Like, things are literally crazy.
Right.
And so I know I love when I get mail. And I get a lot of mail because I send a lot of mail. And I love every single note and every single card. And every single letter.
I don't even care if it doesn't get to me for 3 or 4 weeks. It's fine. I send out I send out a birthday card. If I know your birthday, I'm going to send you a birthday card.
Great.
Laura Kelly, where can we find you? Where can people get your book? Your website? Social media?
Okay, so you can get my book from PaperSalt at papersalt.com.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have my books and my kindness cards and my kindness lunchbox notes and all the things. You can also get them in my little online store, shoplaurakelly.com. And you can get personalized stationery there, too, to write all your notes on.
I love it.
I love it. And then on my blog. So meandmyinklings.com is packed full with service project ideas, kindness ideas, and free printables so that you don't even have to make the stuff yourself. You can just print it out and attach it to your little gifties.
And it's easy to do.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and all those places as Laura Kelly Design.
So if you need more inspiration, just go find Laura Kelly. She's got your kindness on purpose. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for spreading the movement.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Thank you for prioritizing this for everybody.